Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, At Gettysburg Or. What a Girl Saw and Heard of the Battle is a Civil War eyewitness memoir by Matilda Tilly Pierce Alleman, who was a young resident of Gettysburg during the July 1863 battle. Written years after the event, the book records what she remembered seeing, hearing, and feeling as armies entered the town, fighting spread across nearby fields. And civilian households were drawn into the emergency of caring for wounded soldiers. Its purpose is not to provide a strategic military history, but to preserve a civilian and adolescent perspective on one of the most studied battles in American history. The work is valuable because it places the familiar landmarks of Gettysburg within the lived experience of townspeople who faced fear, displacement, uncertainty, and exposure to mass suffering. As a primary source, it helps readers understand how war entered domestic spaces and how ordinary people interpreted events unfolding around them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a civilian eyewitness account, rather than a battlefield command narrative, the central importance of At Gettysburg lies in its point of view. Many accounts of the battle emphasize generals, troop movements, tactical decisions, and military consequences. Alleman instead writes from the position of a young civilian whose knowledge is immediate, partial, and sensory. She observes soldiers passing through town, hears the sounds of combat, sees wounded men, and registers the disruption of ordinary life. This perspective changes the meaning of the battle. Gettysburg is not only a military event, but also an invasion of streets, homes, churches, farms, and families. The book, therefore, broadens historical understanding by showing how civilians experienced confusion before they understood the larger strategic stakes. Alleman does not claim the detached authority of a commander. Her value comes from the opposite quality. She records the human impressions that official reports often exclude. Readers encounter fear, curiosity, shock, sympathy, and practical urgency. This makes the memoir especially useful as a supplement to formal histories, because it connects battlefield events with the immediate civilian environment in which those events occurred. Secondly, Gettysburg as a lived landscape of roads, homes, farms, and danger. Alleman presents Gettysburg not as an abstract battlefield map, but as a familiar community transformed by war. Streets, nearby farms, and household spaces become charged with danger and uncertainty. This matters because the Battle of Gettysburg is often remembered through named military positions, yet civilians encountered the event through movement, shelter, rumor, and proximity. The memoir shows how geography shaped experience where a person stood, where a family could go, and which roads were passable affected what could be seen and what risks had to be taken. The town and its surrounding countryside become active elements in the narrative rather than background scenery. Alleman's attention to ordinary places helps readers understand why the battle was not confined to formal lines of combat. Cannon fire, troop occupation, medical needs, and civilian displacement blurred the boundary between frontline and home. Her account, therefore, gives practical historical texture to Gettysburg's geography. It reminds readers that famous battlefields were also working communities, and that the meaning of place changed rapidly when war passed through them. Thirdly, the medical aftermath and the civilian burden of caring for the wounded. One of the most significant dimensions of the memoir is its attention to suffering after and during the fighting. Alleman describes the presence of wounded soldiers and the emergency conditions that followed the battle. In doing so, she records a side of Civil War combat that is often compressed in military summaries, the physical consequences that remained after tactical decisions had been made. Civilian homes and local buildings became part of an improvised system of aid, and townspeople were forced to confront injury, pain, and death at close range. This emphasis is historically important because 19th century battles produced medical crises that exceeded available resources. Alleman's account shows that civilians were not merely passive witnesses. They became helpers, caretakers, messengers, and observers of human suffering. Her youth makes this aspect especially striking, because the scenes she records reveal how quickly ordinary expectations of childhood and domestic safety could be overturned. The book, therefore, contributes to the social history of war by showing the burden that fell on communities after armies moved through them. Fourthly, female and adolescent perception in a male-dominated war record. At Gettysburg is distinctive because it preserves the perceptions of a young woman in a historical field often dominated by male soldiers, officers, and politicians. Alleman's account does not replace military testimony, but it widens the archive of Civil War memory. Her gender and age shape the narrative in meaningful ways. She is attentive to domestic disruption, emotional reaction, household responsibility, and the vulnerability of civilians, while also showing curiosity about the military spectacle surrounding her. The result is neither a purely private diary nor a formal campaign history. it occupies a middle position in which public catastrophe is filtered through a young civilian consciousness. This makes the book useful for readers interested in how women and girls experience the war beyond the battlefield. It also illustrates how historical authority can come from observation rather than rank. Allman's testimony matters because she saw what official actors often ignored: the anxieties of families, the shock of sudden violence, and the transformation of civilian routines into wartime labor. Her voice helps correct an overly narrow understanding of who participated in Civil War history. Lastly, the strengths and limits of retrospective memory as historical evidence. The memoir is valuable as a primary source, but it should be read with awareness of its form. Allman wrote from memory years after the battle, which means the book is not the same as a daily diary composed during the events themselves. Retrospective accounts can preserve vivid impressions, but they may also organize experience through later knowledge, community memory, and the emotional patterns of commemoration. This does not make the work unreliable in a simple sense. Rather, it means readers should distinguish between the kinds of evidence it offers. It is especially strong for understanding atmosphere, civilian perception, moral response, and the remembered impact of trauma. It is less suited for resolving technical questions about precise troop movements or command decisions. This limitation is also part of its historical value. The book shows how Gettysburg was remembered by someone who lived through it outside formal military structures. Used alongside military reports, diaries, letters, and modern scholarship, Allman's account becomes a powerful witness to how memory, place, and personal experience shaped the civilian history of the battle. In conclusion, At Gettysburg is best suited for readers who want to understand the Battle of Gettysburg beyond campaign maps and command decisions. Civil War enthusiasts, students, teachers, museum visitors, and readers of women's historical testimony will find it useful because it captures the civilian consequences of a battle usually presented through military analysis. Its practical benefit is interpretive. It helps readers imagine how war altered daily life, how communities responded to wounded soldiers, and how a young witness made sense of events beyond her control. Intellectually, the book encourages careful reading of primary sources. It demonstrates both the power and the limits of memory, especially when personal recollection becomes part of public history. Compared with many Gettysburg books, its distinction is not comprehensiveness or strategic explanation. Its value lies in scale and immediacy. Allman brings the battle down to the level of roads, homes, fear, care, and observation. That makes the memoir a useful companion to military histories, rather than a substitute for them. It stands out in Civil War literature because it preserves a female adolescent civilian perspective at the center of one of the war's defining events, offering a humane and locally grounded view of history. If you would like to support Matilda Enquot, Tillianquot, Pierce Allman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.